morning, guys. Yesterday, market snapped that winning streak and ended in the red for the benchmark indices. The Nifty and the Sensex down close to about 0.5%. This morning, we've woken up to positive global cues from the Western markets, US as well as the European markets ending higher. The Nasdaq, in fact, hitting a record level while the dollar was at 11-month high. All this was on the back of a dovish taper from the European Central Bank. So what the European Central Bank indicated is that, yes, their massive quantitative easing will end towards the end of this calendar year, but interest rates will remain steady, not just through 2018, but through the summer of 2019 as well. So the fact that the European Central Bank has said that the interest rates will remain steady for an extended period of time, much more than what the market was anticipating, gave it a dovish tilt, which is what led to the big rally that we saw in the European region, and it was followed through in the US markets as well. However, Asia doesn't seem to be carrying forward that optimism, at least the early rates on the benchmark indices there in the regional markets, in Hang Seng, in the Chinese markets, are a bit tepid, you would say. For China, of course, the additional overhang is the tepid economic data that has come through, particularly the retail sales. What the street will watch today, one, will be Bank of Japan, the outcome of the two-day Bank of Japan policy meet, expected to be a status quo. And secondly, reports suggest that Trump has gone ahead and decided on imposing tariffs on $50 billion of imports from China. As of now, it's reports based, but the street will watch for any development on that. For our own markets, we seem to be oscillating within a very tight band. So we've come to Friday so far on a week-to-date basis. The Nifty has rallied, and the mid-cap index, both of them have rallied close to about 0.5%. Some key levels to watch on the Nifty, one will be this week's intraday high of 10,893, and on a closing basis, it was 10,856. Yesterday, we also saw a massive sell figure from the FIs, close to 1,373 crore, while the DIIs nibbled in and bought 576 crore. Some of the key stocks that you need to keep on your radar today. One, of course, will be Tata Communications. They will be the board will be meeting today where they will consider a buyback. This will be the second buyback from TCS's stable. The company has paid up equity capital as well as free reserves of close to about 85,000 crore rupees. So if they do a 10% buyback, then the size is 8,500 crore. If they do a 25% buyback, which means 25% of the paid up capital and free reserves, that is a figure of close to 21,000 crore rupees, or 3.1% of the outstanding equity. Street expects the buyback to be close to 16,000, 18,000, maybe even up to 20,000. So that will be a stock which we will be tracking very closely. Avenue Supermarts, or DMarts as it's closely known, held an analyst meet yesterday. It wasn't market hours, but some of the key takeaways: they will be opening 50 to 60 stores over the next 2 to 3 years. Their existing margins are at peak levels, and incremental savings will be passed on to consumers. And e-commerce right now is just 0.01% of their overall revenue. SEAT, the RPG Group, held its analyst meet yesterday. On SEAT, what the company said, they will be increasing their presence in the passenger vehicle segment. The competitive intensity is increased in the two-wheeler market, and they will be looking to scale up their highly profitable specialty tires exports business. Street should like what the SEAT management has said. That will be a stock on our radar. And Vakragi, beleaguered, had a one-way fall at the start of the year. Off late, the stock has started rebounding. Came out with numbers. Profits have halved to 71 crore versus 145 crore. There is also a change in the capital allocation policy. The street wants to know whether the buyback is still on.